Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV. Aaron Bradley with former Derby captain Sean Barker alongside, bringing you reaction tonight to a first Derby away defeat since October. The Rams losing at Reading by a goal to nil. They had the chance, Derby, tonight to go top of the table. A win would have done that, with the top two not playing this evening. Instead, they slipped to fourth following Bolton's victory over Cheltenham, who Derby face on Saturday. The Rams falling to a one-goal defeat. You'll hear from Paul Warne shortly, who's disappointed, I think it's fair to say, as I think we both are as well, Sean. But did Derby deserve anything from tonight?
Not for me. If you take the occasion, you take the opportunity and you take the performance as a whole, I don't think Reading were exceptional, but we just didn't deserve anything for nothing more than the basics. So I'm talking about being tidy in possession, passing to your teammate, having energy, being aggressive. There was zero challenges in terms of aggression and desire to make it difficult. And sometimes you have to play the game. Just as that one-off game, the referee was very reluctant to give free kicks, didn't want to go to his pocket. There were strong challenges from Reading and Derby didn't play into that. They didn't fight, they didn't push the limits to what the referee would give. And ultimately, it just felt like Reading wanted it more. They're fighting for their lives at the bottom. We had an opportunity to go top. We didn't take it in any way, and that's why we deserve nothing.
Two stats, two numbers that absolutely back up the point you're making there. No yellow cards for Derby tonight. No bite, no battle, and no shots on target either. No quality.
Yeah, so we had, I thought we had reasonable positions on the pitch. I thought in the first 15 minutes you could see it could be open if we wanted to. I thought Reading were there for the taking if we put in a performance. You saw out wide that we had the pace with Barkay and Mendes Lang to hurt them. And it went backwards and forwards, but it always felt like Reading were getting opportunities because of our downfall and our lack of quality in possession. But the second half was more so than ever for me. It's like, let's see something. Let's see that grit and determination, that desire to make it difficult for Reading. We didn't do that. And again, the referee was giving nothing. So if that's what is refereeing and controlling the game, play to that, make it an advantage for you and be aggressive and land on second balls and duel and put yourself into more aggressive situations. And you look at so many times that Reading advanced into our areas, the lack of contact, the lack of tackles, the lack of duels. It's a simple thing, but it's so important in football, especially in this league where you've got to do that if you want to have control of the game.
More to come from Barks. Let's bring you some reaction from the Medeski. Here's Derby boss Paul Warne.
We just didn't do enough to win the game, simply. I just didn't think we were aggressive enough. We didn't get enough second balls. And sometimes you lose matches just by your simple basics aren't good enough. Like, the best players do the basics well all the time. And I just didn't think we did tonight. I'm not too sure we deserve to lose, but maybe a draw was a fair result. But we didn't really create enough chances. I think JJ probably had our best chance, and he just put it wide. I thought it was in, and then obviously Connor hit the post first half. So I was just disappointed that we didn't, like, if you can't control the game the way you want, and we knew that Reading were one of the, I think, the second best team in the league for pressing. They come after you. They're a young team, athletic team, so we knew we had to move the ball quickly out of the middle of the pitch, and I don't think we did that enough tonight. So sometimes if the team don't give you any opportunities to play, which in fairness to them, they didn't really, you've just got to match their intensity. And I don't think we matched their intensity enough tonight to come out on top.
Is it something then that you say there about not matching the intensity, not doing the basics necessarily to the high standard that you have done previously? Is it something you maybe need to watch back to sort of fathom out why you feel that is?
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, I've kept with the same core group for a lot of games, and I didn't make many changes tonight. I just brought Tomo in, who was like energetic, was good. In fairness, I just thought we were just beginning to fatigue. That's why I made the treble substitution. But I'll watch the game back. I don't want to be too knee-jerky about it, but I'll watch it back and try and be as objective as I can and try and pick the team that can compete on Saturday, because it will be another tough game against Cheltenham. So when you look at the fixtures we have, you know, it's easy to think, oh, you know, that's a 3 point. But it's never like that. And like I said, if you don't match the intensity of the opposition, you don't give yourself a chance to win a game.
is that the important thing then that you say about not being knee-jerky, because we spoke about not getting carried away? This group's given so much in the last couple of months. Two defeats in 14, you've got yourselves right in the top six. That, again, you're not too knee-jerky, as disappointed as you are at the moment.
Yeah, we are disappointed. And I know that other clubs will be watching that result tonight thinking, get in, as I would the other way around. So we could have gone top tonight and we haven't. And it is disappointing. I can't pretend I'm not, like, spewing. But in the same way, like the dressing room, you know, are good lads. They want to win. They want to, you know, get promoted. So, you know, we're all in it. There's no point, you know, having a hissy straight after the game. I talked through what, you know, what I thought went well. Not many, but what we lacked. And, you know, obviously that can stay in the dressing room. But, and, you know, we'll watch it back together, certain parts of the game on Thursday to make my point. And, you know, by the time the meeting's finished, everyone will be in agreement that I'm right. So that's fine.
Tyrese John-Jules, I know you won't know too much at the moment, but you can't help but feel for him for what he's been through to have to come off the field and look like he was in tears.
Yeah, so it is bordering on heartbreaking that. You know, he's had four or five clubs in his career. No one's been able to keep him fit for long. He's been plagued with injuries. He does loads of work. We've been monitoring him. And, you know, when I came out, I've had loads of interviews about JJ for weeks. And it's like, I have to keep saying that we're just managing him. And people are probably thinking, well, what do you mean managing him? He's a professional athlete. Why won't you manage him? And there's always a risk with him. So for him to damage his hamstring is absolutely heartbreaking for him. And obviously you can see when, appreciate the fans during a, you know, we weren't playing well. So, but I sincerely thank everyone who clapped him when he came off, because he is one broken soul, which is horrendous. He's a great kid who does everything he can. He's just, you know, plagued with this problem that we've been doing. You know, everyone's been working so hard at the club to help him with, and we thought we got him into a safer place. But yeah, it's a massive blow for him and the team and the dressing room, because he's a big part of it. But they'll all be there for him, and we'll help him get back healthy.
As a team, you responded to defeats and disappointments really well so far this season. You're back at home on Saturday at Pride Park, your home ground. Just what I imagine you want to get going again and get out there and start another run again.
Yeah, it's just disappointing tonight, because obviously you can go top, you can average 2 points a game, the same boring stuff I say every week. But it is, you don't get many opportunities to go top of your league. And I thought, you know, the way we've been playing, we came here with confidence, we picked a, you know, an aggressive team. But unfortunately, we weren't good enough. I don't think we were the second best team, but I just thought that when we started to chase it, you know, it's just they managed the game quite well. I wish we managed the end of games that well, but they managed it quite well. And I just thought that the game on the whole, and it just felt like a non-foul game. It felt full contact, like WWE at times. I couldn't work out what was a foul tonight and what wasn't, but in fairness, that's no excuse. We just weren't good enough, and that's the simple fact. I can ramble on about loads of little things that I think, but fundamentally, if you don't match the opposition's intensity, you're not going to win. And tonight, they were just a bit younger, fresher, fitter, on the front foot more than us, which we don't say very often about.
There's Derby boss Paul Warren after Derby's defeat at Reading tonight, losing by a goal to nil. That goal came 10 minutes into the second half. Sean, first goal, always massive, particularly in games like tonight. Maybe there's a touch of good fortune about it, with it coming off the post firstly, but hard to begrudge Reading going in front in many respects.
Yeah, I appreciate what Paul's saying there about not being a huge amount between the two teams and maybe didn't deserve to lose it. But for me, you win that game if you perform, if you do the basic things well. And over everything, it's just that competing for me, that desire to go in strong, to make tackles, to make blocks. And they had a chance that bounced off the post and fell kindly to Josh Vickers in the first half. In the second half, it wasn't to be, and it fell to the ready man on the edge of the box. So there were signs throughout the first 45 minutes that we weren't on it, and we had to change that in the second half. And the second half, it didn't change. And you had little moments where you got in the final third, lacked a bit of quality. Too many times we got brushed through kind of central area. And I saw too many opportunities where if you win that first ball, you win the second ball, there's a good chance to counter. And you've got players, when there's space on the pitch, that can cause them problems. So for me, it was really disappointing. And the point for the reason that I don't think the Derby deserved anything is because they had an opportunity. And when this big moment came and there was a chance to go top, they didn't turn up, they didn't perform, they didn't match the intensity, they didn't do the simple things well. And if you don't do that, you're not going to win the game.
I suppose there's two ways to look at that. You know, we shouldn't slip into full-blown crisis because Derby only 3 points off the top of the table. But they had the chance to go into the top two at the weekend, didn't take it. They had the chance to go above Peterborough at Pride Park on New Year's Day, didn't take it. Chance to go top tonight, didn't take it. Is that too much of a pattern emerging for you?
Well, it's a concern that when the opportunities are presented, we're not doing our utmost to make the most of those opportunities. And it's not happened once, it's happened a couple of times. And you work so hard, you have so many positive performances and results to get yourself in that position, then it's just that final hurdle. Can you make the opportunity count? Can you go to Reading and put on a performance when it's really needed and sit top? Then it's up to everyone else to then start chasing you. And obviously Portsmouth can leapfrog you straight away with their next game, but you're putting them under pressure. And you see so many positive things this season, and when it was needed the most this evening, we didn't turn up. And football's like that. I don't think we need alarm bells because our run's been excellent, our performances have been good, we've had individual performances, and we've gleamed when we've seen Mendes Leng at times and Colo in front of goals and Barkhuizen in that final third over the last month or so. But too many were off it, too easy for Reading to get something from the game. And that was the concerning thing for me, that when we needed a bit of fight, a bit of desire, the referee allowed that and we didn't take it.
Just on the referee tonight, I think we both appreciate the fact that the game flowed pretty nicely, but as Paul Horne said, a bit of confusion at times.
Yeah, but the confusion's not there after the first 20 minutes and he's not blown for free kicks. That was my concern. After the first 20 minutes, he wasn't blown for free kicks.
Derby need to adjust to that.
You have to play the game. You have to play the situation that's presented in front of you. And this referee wasn't given anything. You said right at the start he hadn't given a red card this season, which tells you a story about the referee. Reluctant to give free kicks. For me, there was a sending off possibility against Harahan in the first half, which wasn't given as a free kick. So the referee's telling you he will let things go by. I thought Reading had more desire to make tackles, to be aggressive, and got the rewards for that because the referee wasn't giving it. So, that's why it frustrated me more than anything. It was there to be more competitive, more aggressive than most referees would allow, especially in the way that games played these days. It was more of an old-school referee. When we didn't match that, again, another opportunity to go around, make a few tackles, leave one late on a midfield. It's the way that the game is played, but we're not allowed to do that anymore, and today was presented where you had an opportunity to do that.
A defeat for Derby then. 5 other games tonight in League One. Here's how everything finished. Victory for Bolton. It takes them above the Rams. Cheltenham wrongly had a goal ruled out for offside there. Exeter with a big win at Bristol Rovers. Northampton got a 97th minute winner to beat Charlton. Louis Watson scored for them, former Derby midfielder Charlton had a man sent off late on, and they've parted company with their manager Michael Appleton after the game as well. That had been rumoured for a couple of days. Barnsley beat Oxford, so Oxford the other side in the top six to drop points tonight. Wigan beat Wickham, courtesy of a goal 20 minutes in to added time. This is what it all means for the table. Portsmouth still your leaders, Peterborough still second, Bolton go above Derby into third, and they have the games in hand on the other teams in the top seven. Stevenage is just outside of things at the moment. At the bottom, Reading's win doesn't get them any closer to safety really, although it does bring a whole host of teams on 30 points a little bit more into the equation. Cheltenham, as I mentioned before the game, have been on a very good run recently as well. They come to Pride Park Stadium at the weekend. That's just about it from us for now. If you want more reaction to tonight's game, it'll be on the website dcfc.co.uk. Until next time, from me, Barks, and the rest of the Rams TV team, goodbye.